Welcome to Season 4 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs thrive with Shopify. And now, on to Episode 196.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company. Powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Today's episode is brought to you by OmniSend. If you're in e-commerce marketing and it feels like those weekly newsletters are no longer powering your growth, you're going to love OmniSend. With more than 3,000 five-star reviews, OmniSend is the go-to choice for nimble Shopify merchants who want to step up from regular email campaigns so you can actually start increasing your sales and not your workload. With OmniSend, you'll be launching pre-built e-commerce automation in no time, as well as intuitively segmenting customers based on their shopping behavior, and even trying out SMS or push notifications, all from the same platform. And the best part? OmniSend provides an immediate boost to your revenue while staying as easy as drag-and-drop email building, with automated emails averaging up to 40% of the total email revenue. So very compelling. Join Duke Cannon, Black Halo, and other high-growth Shopify brands that choose OmniSend to grow their e-commerce businesses on autopilot. Find out more about OmniSend and start free today. No credit card required. Hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, if you're an ambitious, lifelong learner, which you probably are since you're here today, you're definitely in the right place. Now, new episodes are available twice weekly with your favorite podcast players like Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and many more. You can also stream current episodes, including a very relevant back catalog. I think we're up to 195 some episodes right now. So we're just shining that 200 mark coming up soon. But a lot of these great partners in the Shopify ecosystem and a lot of the problems that they're solving and offers, all the details are over at ecommercefastlane.com. So go over there and check it out. But today, my guest is Aryan Radman. Really exciting episode, very unique. I've never had anybody on that has this sort of product and angle. It's very unique, and people are always trying to figure out a way of how they can kind of differentiate their brand. And believe me, you're definitely going to appreciate me having Aryan on today because he's from a company called Ignite Post. And what they do is they help merchants, they increase conversion rate. And I read their website a little bit, and I'm sure we're going to dig into it, by a factor of 10x. And they actually use real pen and ink to create handwritten letters that can be automated with rule-based triggers. So this is hardware using pen and ink, but you're able to trigger these. It's just unbelievable what this software and hardware connected solution can do. Now, in today's world, you know, we all know that everyone, including myself, my phone is off right now, so it's not going to ping during this recording, but we really are saturated with a lot of digital communications. If it's emails and ads and push notifications, and SMS is kind of my choice, but there's so much stuff going on, notifications and stuff, and you know, they really have discovered the secret, I believe, to cutting through a lot of this noise and kind of turning customers into raving fans. I'm going to be recommending this solution to quite a few brands that I manage. But what they do is they really connect them, these customers, to the brand on a more personal level. And they really help cultivate a deeper relationship, which is all what we want as brand owners. Their service, like I said, Ignite Post, it really is amazing. It's scalable. It uses science and psychology, which I'm hoping we're going to get into that one because this is a very interesting mix. So let's jump in and learn more a little bit about how brands can win in this, I'm going to call it, digitally saturated world. So hi, Aryan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm super excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. So I hopefully didn't butcher it too much at the top of the show about what Ignite Post does, but I'd just love to hear it in your own words about why you built this company and like what sort of problems do you believe that your solution is solving for Shopify brands?
Yeah, so great question. So you hit the nail on the head. Great introduction. So, okay, you know, at our core, exactly. So yeah, IgnitePost, we're a handwritten card solution that really allows merchants to send real ballpoint pen and ink handwritten cards to their customers at scale. In terms of how the service works, it's pretty simple. So we're part hardware, part software. To use us, merchants, you know, very easily one-click install the Shopify app. We've got a bunch of other integrations that people can use, but it's simple. So they install our app, they set up some rule-based triggers or behavior-based triggers as to when they want to reach out and contact people. And then what we do is we really kind of take on the burden and do all of the heavy lifting. So on the hardware side, we have literally a fleet of robots, handwriting robots that hold real Bic ballpoint pens, and will write out personalized handwritten cards based on the rules or automations that the merchant has set up. And then we kick into action and do everything for you. So basically, merchant sets up triggers and automations once, and then our team here, when orders come in, our robots kick into action, write everything out for you, and pack, ship directly to your customer's door. So that's kind of in a quick nutshell how it works and what we do.
Beautiful. So I'd love to learn about your journey, because I don't think it's very often that I have anybody on that has software and robots doing things. Like, it's an interesting mix. And so I just would love to learn about your journey a bit. If you can share with my listeners about what do you believe uniquely positions you, I guess, and the founding team on a few points. Number one, they have a desire. And number two, the expertise. Like, where did all this come from and why did you do it?
Sure. Yeah. Let's start at a high level and then we'll kind of drill down. But really, at a high level, there are two major trends that we believe that are happening in the world right now that we recognized, especially when it comes to the world of e-commerce. Okay. So the first trend you touched upon a little bit at the beginning of the show is digital saturation. There's been an absolute explosion of digital communication. When you take a look at the number of emails, digital ads, et cetera, you know, just to give you an idea, in 2020, every email user on average received about 120 emails every day into their inbox on a daily basis. And that's in addition to about 5,000 digital ads that get pushed our way, and now push notifications, SMS, you name it. So that was one major trend that we noticed. And we didn't believe that it was going to taper off or decrease. If anything, it was going to continue trending upwards. So that was one thing that we noticed at a high level that was happening. The second really critical piece and the second trend that was happening is that the power is really in the hands of buyers right now, right? So almost any product or service out there, a buyer has multiple choices as to where they can purchase from and where they get to really vote with their dollars and spend their money. So the combination of these two things, you know, if I'm a merchant, if I'm a brand trying to, you know, build and grow and establish a foothold, that means that there's kind of two major things that I'm going to have to combat. One, I'm going to have to figure out a way to cut through all of this digital noise and get people to actually give me the time of day. And then the second is I need some way to develop a deeper relationship with my customers so that, you know, they feel an affinity to come back and spend their money with me over someone else, right? So there's got to be that reason why someone says, you know, I know that there's multiple places where I can purchase this product or service, but I'm knowingly choose to spend it with brand A over brand B. So those are the two major kind of trends happening. And we created IgnitePost specifically with those two in mind, knowing that they're going to continue to trend upwards. And so our solution is specifically designed to combat those two things: to one, help people cut through the digital noise and solve the saturation problem. And then two, to help create a deeper relationship with customers at scale so that when they have a choice of where to spend their money, they feel loyalty and come back to your shop over someone else's.
That actually makes sense. It's funny, I just logged into Gmail right now when you talk about these email stats and I have 64,418 emails in my inbox.
That's not the worst one I've ever seen. So you're okay.
I do subscribe to a few newsletters, obviously, but haven't read them all yet and deleted the messages. But that's really interesting, though. Like, I love those two points that you mentioned, though. So it really is, you're saying it helps people cut through the digital noise. So I appreciate that, but then creating these deeper relationships. So I've noted those two things down. I think I want to unpack that a little bit further, I think, through this episode, because I think those are two really important points. So let's talk about the actual product itself. So like you mentioned, it's like physical handwritten cards done by robots, but with real like Bic pen and ink and stuff like that. So let's talk a little bit about what it is. Like, what does it look like? Let's start there and maybe we'll zoom out to more specific use cases.
Yeah, sure. I love it. So in terms of the actual physical product, you're right again. So it's an actual physical 5x7 folded greeting card. So mm-hmm. I'm sure everybody's used to, you know, if you walk into CVS, Walgreens and take a look at a greeting card, that's mm-hmm. kind of the size of our typical correspondence that we send. So we send 5x7 folded cards. Everything is handwritten. So the card obviously arrives in an envelope. So both the inside of the card, the message is handwritten with real pen and ink, as well as the outside envelope. When it arrives in the mail, you'll see we use a first-class forever stamp. That's an actual affixed stamp. It's not pre-sorted postage. It's not kind of like a printed indicia or anything. So that's really important because it leads to higher open rates, right? Almost no one takes a handwritten letter in an envelope that has arrived on their door and is like, okay, this is going in the garbage, right? So open rates are through the roof, 99%. No one throws that away. But then we kind of go a step further and we try to do a lot of things to really help merchants out. So number one, we use blue ink instead of black ink because blue ink gets higher open rates. Because obviously it doesn't look printed, right? It doesn't look like it just came out of an inkjet printer. So 5x7 cards arrive in an envelope. Customers have the choice to customize the image that goes on the front of the card with any image they want. You can actually, if you have a design team, you can create an image that you can literally just upload to our dashboard. We do have some default cards that people can use. So if you don't have a team, that's also okay. We kind of have the run the gamut of the kind of common use cases and images that folks can use. But again, this is an opportunity because we see a lot of customers will take advantage of this and have a really personalized penned note with a image on the front that has an offer or a QR code that sends people to a specific landing page. So there's a lot of like really fun things that you can do and kind of use that kind of combination. In terms of the actual cardstock, so we use 100-pound cardstock. If you're a customer and you've got your own cards that you want to use, we can also work with you. So you don't necessarily have to use us, but by default, if you want to get going, you can come and set up your automations and off you go, and you can just use our default cardstock. But we also have a lot of customers that want to use their own as well, and that's totally okay.
Question for you about the handwriting part of it. So are there different styles of handwriting? Like, is there any way of maybe like learning or copying what maybe one of the founders kind of actual handwriting is?
Yeah. So that's an excellent question. So about the handwriting. So number one, we use a handwriting style, not a font. So we introduce what we call penmanship variation into all of our handwriting styles. Right now, there's about 12 by default that you can choose from, ranging from very neat penmanship to kind of somewhere in the middle to basically chicken scratch. So, you know, depending on what you want, there's probably something for you. And then, like you mentioned, yes, we can also duplicate your own handwriting if you'd like. We've done this for customers before. So if you give us a writing sample where you write out all the characters and then some phrases and sentences, we actually can take that and make it available so that you can send at scale these handwritten cards using your very own handwriting.
Very cool. Wow. Now, what about if you're putting like other inserts and things inside that envelope or you want to add some niceties? Like, I'm just thinking out loud here, like business cards or stickers or, I don't know, just something that's more like on brand than the handwritten note. I get it. I think it's fantastic. But like, are there other fun things we can do?
Totally. Yeah. So we also offer an insertion service, just like you mentioned. So basically anything that's flat and can go inside the 5x7 card inside the envelope, we can help and insert for you. So by default, we offer a range of gift cards. So if you wanted to include an Amazon gift card, Starbucks, things like that, you can just do that actually right from our API. If you want to include your specific business card or you have your brand's stickers or anything like that, you can also send that to us and then we can insert those in your cards as they go out. So that's kind of a nice touch as well.
I'm just thinking about another industry. You know, there's the adult industry, there's regulated markets, CBD and cannabis, and, you know, there's all different ones like that. Is there anything that you need to consider? I don't want anybody to open up mail that doesn't belong to them. Has there been some workaround with that?
Yeah. So that's actually something that we see a lot. And actually, we see a lot of folks in those types of industries come to use Ignite Post. So remember, unlike direct mail, most direct mail is kind of postcards that we're used to getting. And most of them, you know, I think the status 25% of them get thrown away without even being looked at. So the fact that with Ignite Post, all of the handwritten cards actually arrive in envelopes means that you can be discreet. So we actually do work with a lot of, you know, lingerie companies, CBD companies, smoke shops that actually value that. And they actually selected our solution because it is safe from prying eyes, right? If you don't want your roommates or parents or neighbors or anybody else putting eyeballs and saying, oh, this person from this company, we've heard from our customers that that's a huge advantage for them. That's a value that the service provides. And it's different than direct mail, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Another thing I'm thinking about too is SMS. I mean, obviously I love SMS. I have subscribed to quite a few Shopify brands that have monthly drops, and I like to get communication from brands about maybe tracking information, details like that. But I also have both CBD and alcohol and a few other brands that unfortunately just based on those networks, the adult compliance part of it, even when you go to their website, I'm over the age of 21, you have to kind of approve it and right. all that kind of stuff. So that has an SMS challenge for sure. Is this kind of a different workaround to still offer great value by reaching out to these customers directly?
Yeah. And so I love SMS as well. In fact, we actually partnered up with Emotive in the space as well, who are doing really awesome work. So I'm a huge fan of SMS, but just like you mentioned, it's also heavily regulated, right? Mm-hmm. And there's actually, I believe, per message penalties that you can incur if you are sending SMS to folks who either haven't opted in or in industries that aren't allowed to just solicit via SMS. So the thing is, it's all about channels. So one of the things that our service is really good about is kind of bringing people in back into the fold if they've done things like opted out of receiving SMSs, SMS correspondence. The great thing about mail is that you don't have those regulations and those restrictions, right? Mm-hmm. You can literally go to the USPS and say, I want to send, it's called Every Door Direct Mail. You can say, here's the zip code. I want to send every single person in this zip code this piece of mail. So the regulations are other end of the spectrum as compared to SMS, but we found that it's a very complimentary service, especially trying to bring people back into the fold and have them opt in or kind of have them get back into your system.
I see. So let's talk a little bit about, I understand how it arrives. It comes in your mailbox. It's handwritten. It could be have extra things in the envelope. So I love that part. Let's talk about the actual software itself, because I'm fascinated.
Yeah.
Like this is the robotic part of it and the data behind it. So are you able to maybe unpack it a bit and tell me, like, how does this service work and like what are the capabilities of this hardware?
Sure, yeah. So my background is actually in software. So I love kind of diving into the software component because that's really the strength of the service. And it's really designed to do all of the heavy lifting for you. So in terms of how things work, there's really only three steps to get set up. And most people go from, you know, zero to fully set up in about 10 minutes. But really the basic steps, the three steps are one, you type your card message that you actually want to use, and we actually give you a real-time preview so you can see what the handwriting style is going to look like, you know, with the message that you choose. Two, you upload the design that you want to use for the front of the card, or obviously pick one of our default designs. And then three is really set up and configure the rules for when you want to send the card, and that's it. So on that last point, in terms of configuring the rules, you have a number of different things that you can do. So if you are a merchant and are using our Shopify app, you actually can work right within the Shopify app dashboard that we give you. Mm. And we give you a number of rules that you can set up. You can select to only send to customers if they spent a certain amount on your site. You can opt to only make sure customers get a card from you once, choose to send after the customer has purchased X number of times from you. We actually work really closely with the folks over at Klaviyo as well. So we have a native Klaviyo integration. So if you use Klaviyo to kind of segment your users, you can actually target based on a particular segment and say, I only want to send a handwritten card if someone enters this Klaviyo segment. Mm. So it's just kind of like really powerful stuff that you can do. And then I'll also mention, we also give you the ability to really close the loop. So we offer what we call webhooks. So after somebody gets a card in the mail, when we put the card in the mail and it's en route to the end user, you can actually have our system talk back to your email marketing program or your CRM system so that you can actually time a perfectly timed, you know, SMS message or an email or a ringless voicemail that says, hey, Steve, it's Arian here. Just wanted to make sure you got my card in the mail. Would love to have you, you know, take advantage of our offer. Thanks so much. So that kind of completing the loop and closing the loop is something that I recommend just as a best practice, but that we've seen be really, really effective.
Just thinking out loud here too, just once again, I'm kind of merchant facing. Being in Shopify, I have quite a few brands I manage, and I know one of the things that I think might be interesting here is thinking about, and you mentioned Klaviyo, but this whole customer segments, because I think about through email and SMS, you're thinking like win backs or the VIPs in your merchant list or working with influencers. You know, maybe someone could come into the site and all of a sudden you learn about the size of their social profile and you choose to want to outreach to them. So it sounds like there's some opportunity here, maybe synced up with Klaviyo to saying, well, if they're tagged and synced into this particular flow, it sounds like Ignite Post can pull that and saying, hey, this person just opted in or just made a purchase. Oh, and by the way, they're now tagged or in this flow based on the fact that they have a large enough social influence that I'd like to reach out to them with this particular message in this particular card versus maybe an email or SMS. So just another way of getting engagement towards the people that you're trying to communicate with.
Exactly. And that's a good point too. So I should say, you know, I harp on the automation and, you know, kind of setting up rule-based triggers just because we've seen that really give the biggest lift. But you can also use Ignite Posts in those two other ways that you mentioned. So if you have this segment and you want to individually say, all right, I just want to target this particular segment one time as kind of like a one-off, you can also do that. So you can also upload a spreadsheet to our dashboard of contacts, and you know, it works much the same way as email campaign would work, where you upload the contacts, can use merge fields, and same thing. You can blast out to a group of contacts, handwritten card to everybody. And then same thing, you know, let's say that example that you gave, if you are working with an influencer and you're like, wow, this person has huge reach, I want to individually give them an awesome personal experience. We have this concept of what we call a quick send. So you can pop into the Ignite Post dashboard and we make it super easy to like very quickly send a one-off kind of like one individual card that you can literally just sit there and type out like you're typing an email and then hit send and that will be sent for you. So a variety of ways that you can kind of interface with us.
I guess there's the automation component, but then there's also a campaign component.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. All right, cool. So I like that. I'm also thinking about potential other use cases. I'm thinking about, I mean, this is more me thinking out loud here again, but like getting reviews. I guess there's so many use cases that I think, and I'm sure your software and platform does this, but are you able to maybe give us a few examples of like outside of the automation or the campaign side of it, is there anything else? Or maybe those are part of specific tactics that you see other brands doing that are successful?
Yeah, so they're definitely part of overall strategies, but some of the ones that you just mentioned are some of the common examples that we see. So review collection is just something that, you know, as you know, everyone in e-commerce kind of lives and dies by getting fresh, consistent, positive reviews. Absolutely. So that's been probably the largest use case that we see. And the awesome part is you can automate everything. You know, I'm not saying don't continue to send emails and ask for reviews, but if you compare and contrast somebody just reaching out to you with an email saying, hey, Steve, can you leave me a review versus a handwritten card that shows up on your door and it's like, hey, you know, it would mean the world to us. Could you really take 5 minutes and just leave us a quick review? Thanks so much. It's just that much more impactful. And especially if you're really trying to build your presence and, you know, get some of your first reviews, it's an awesome way. So that's for sure probably the largest use case that we see. I'd say probably the second largest use case is actually working with a lot of subscription businesses in kind of a retention, churn prevention type of scenario. So super popular, but typically let's say that you sell a widget subscription box and you know that when someone subscribes to your subscription, they're typically in your subscription for, let's say, 6 months and then they typically churn. So very common what we see is folks will set up this automation where when someone subscribes and they've been in their subscription for, you know, 5 months, they'll step in with a really personalized handwritten card from the founder or the shop owner that says, hey, Steve, thanks so much for being in our widget subscription. We hope you're loving it. Here is, you know, 10% off for your next 3 months of your subscription. And you can immediately kind of step in before the churn typically happens and automatically extend your lifetime value beyond what you would, you know, normally have. That's a very common use case. And then some other ones are, you know, product cross-sell and upsell kind of work similar. Hey, thanks so much for purchasing this toothbrush. Would you like a subscription for the replacement toothbrush heads? There's a lot of different scenarios for sure.
Yeah. What's really cool about that, once again, you can add extra insert inside the envelope. I think there's a lot of great use cases here. I love reviews and I'm heavily into subscription companies right now, and churn prevention is like a phenomenal way of knowing lifetime value of your customer and knowing that, hey, in all likelihood, just based on just history, that this is the point when they may choose to have flavor fatigue or they have too much stock or whatever the reasons are. And yes, there's lots of digital tools out there that can really help mitigate that a little bit and pausing and changing and doing all these things. But imagine if a card shows up and say, thank you so much. We really massively appreciate your business. And just so you know, we've added these new flavors and just like almost like you're overcoming a lot of the objections.
Exactly. Exactly. And the thing is, too, we all know it's much easier to keep customers that you have than it is to go out and acquire new ones. So if you know folks have been in this subscription with you, have been around for a while, it's probably worth it to invest, you know, that slightly extra effort just to make sure that they stick with you.
So you probably know this show has a very diverse range of entrepreneurs that kind of listen each week. I think we're up to, well, over 10,000 or so a month are listening to this show. And, you know, they're learning a lot from partners. I just feel blessed that I'm in this position. I get the opportunity to learn what, you know, partners in the Shopify ecosystem are doing, the problems they're solving, because they really are helping brands to improve efficiencies and, you know, growing revenue profitably. And, you know, in your case, it's all part of revenue for sure, but also this lifetime loyalty, just being authentic and real. And when the high open rates can really get your message across. But since you're front lines and doing this a while, are you able to give any advice for brands today? They're probably chomping at the bit. They really want to grow, or they're going to the next level where they're looking to scale. So just would love if you could share some insights that you've seen along the way.
Yeah, yes. I mean, really, for me, it really all comes down to acquisition, activation, and retention. And it's funny because as a business, you really always work on the same things. Just the techniques that you use really just change and evolve over time as your business grows. But at the core, you're really working on those things. So my biggest suggestion to folks is to really take a hard look at the full customer lifecycle and ask if you're nurturing folks in the correct way at each of those stages, or if they're too focused too much on one. And in general, I've noticed that folks tend to focus too much on the acquisition to almost the detriment of the kind of activation and retention piece. This goes back to what we were talking about before, where it typically is a lot easier to keep existing customers happy and keep them around and to earn more off of them than it is to go out and get new customers. Yet, definitely, almost every business that I talk to, if you ask them, they're spending a disproportionate amount of their efforts on the acquisition side and not enough on the retention side. And that's the biggest advice that I also give customers that come to us and want to use Ignite Post, is to really, you know, let us help you with that, you know, activation and retention piece. I was talking to the folks at Club Early Bird, which is one of our customers, in the same thing, in that subscription scenario that we were talking about before. And they do exactly that, where they wanted to create this experience for like the VIP customers that were in their subscription and really kind of cultivate and turn them into raving fans. But again, it was one of those things where they recognized they were spending a lot of time on the acquisition side, but let's invest in actually cultivating the relationship and make sure that the folks that our existing customers stick around and are super happy.
Love it. I wonder if we can, I guess, pivot a bit over to, I'm going to talk about Q4 right now in the holiday. That's kind of what's on everybody's mind. I mean, you know, everybody in the Shopify ecosystem is producing content left, right, and center to help with Black Friday and Cyber Monday. I think some of the latest stats that are out now, I don't know how $1 trillion of GMV is going to happen in North America this year. And it's just, it's ridiculous the amount of revenue that's going to happen. The pandemic is still fueling a lot of that, and Delta variant and whatnot. So people are, you know, over the last 18 months or more, are just really getting, especially the older demographic, are really found that they were forced to go online and now figured out that it's actually pretty easy to do, and they kind of like it. And people know to shop early. They know there's still supply chain problems. So, I mean, there's ports are jammed and containers, and it's just, there's a lot of craziness going on right now. But I wonder from your perspective, like, because you said it's pretty easy to get set up and rolling. Maybe let's talk a little bit about, like, what do you think a brand should do now? We're just, you know, here we are, like October. We're in the first week right now. Everybody's thinking about BFCM. They know that 70% or 80% of the share wallet is going to happen in 4 days for sure, or BFCM, but there's still lots of opportunity for the rest of the holiday season. So just trying to figure out how Ignite Post can fit into that. And then will there ever be, I'm asking a lot of questions here, but will there be any like code freezes and things like that with your platform? I'm just trying to figure out, lots of people are going to listen today, and I just want to make sure that there's an opportunity for them to, you know, get your platform and try it out now so they can enjoy it during the busy time.
For sure. Yeah. And so the key is, I always say, is the three P's: preparation, preparation, and preparation.
Okay.
So it's actually funny. So number one, it's typically our busiest time of the year for obvious reasons, with holiday cards, Christmas cards, and Black Friday, Cyber Monday. So yeah, it's typically our busiest time of the year. But we actually just published an entire Black Friday, Cyber Monday toolkit called Fourth Quarter Success in 5 Minutes or Less. And in it, we basically try to outline at least the plans and preparations that we typically use to help prep for Black Friday, Cyber Monday. So a couple things. So we literally have a calendar in there that's broken down into the sections plan, source, and implement, depending on what time of the year it is, when you should start doing each of those things. So yeah, by the way, if anybody is interested in having it, if you hit our blog, it's free to download. So go grab it. But yeah, so starting at the beginning of Q4, we kind of take you through what you should be doing. So planning, sourcing, and implementing as Black Friday, Cyber Monday approaches. And from a high level, we break it down into internal versus external strategies. So that's kind of the place I always recommend folks start. So from an internal standpoint, I always recommend doing a lot of the blocking and tackling basics that are honestly really overlooked a lot of times by folks. Okay. So updating your communications, so making sure that your website info, social media bios, directories, especially third-party review sites and things like that are all up to date. Because remember, you're going to be getting a lot of people purchasing from you from the first time, and you only get one chance to make a first impression. So I always say the easiest thing to get started is do the blocking and tackling first. So that's kind of like the internal prep. And then externally, there's a couple of things I can recommend. So first is kind of warming up your own customer list and kind of reaching out to them early with some teaser content, letting them know kind of upcoming deals. You know, you don't want to get to Black Friday, Cyber Monday, or the weekend before and be thinking about things for the first time, or have that be really the first time you're reaching out to folks. You kind of want right. to, you know, tease them a little bit. So there's a variety of ways that you can do that. There's some recommendations in that guide. But really, one of the biggest things we recommend is to segment your list here and treat each segment differently, right? So if you have your like top 2%, your like top VIP customers and users who love you, you probably treat those differently than folks that are maybe purchased with you once or like maybe not at all. So that's kind of the other thing that I recommend doing is segment your list first. And definitely start with your biggest fans, your top VIPs, right? You know, those are the folks that love you. And this is what we see a lot of folks use something like Ignite Post with. You're talking about your top 2% of users. Give them that super high personalized touch and feel. Give them the white glove treatment. And then reach out to them prior to Black Friday, Cyber Monday. You know, they're already one of your top customers. And if you reach out to them in a personal way, they're probably going to want to purchase and buy from you again. So if you can collect that revenue up front before actually getting to Black Friday, Cyber Monday, then do it, take advantage of it. And then this way you can kind of segment your list and have most of your efforts on the actual Black Friday, Cyber Monday kind of weekend be devoted to the other segments of your list that you're probably going to need to nurture a little bit more and spend a little bit more time with. So it's kind of like capture the purchases that you know up front and then give yourself the time and energy and effort to put into the folks that are going to take more of your time to nurture across the finish line. So that's kind of in general, my kind of advice.
Love it. That's amazing advice. I'll add to from an email side, you're talking about like the segmentation, I think was really important is that over, and this is what I'm recommending to a lot of brands that I manage, I'm saying, have a look at your Klaviyo flows currently, because I can guarantee you if it's a browse recovery or if it's a cart recovery or whatever it is, I can guarantee you the cadence needs to change over the BFCM weekend, because you don't want to send a 24-hour and a 48-hour cart recovery notice over BFCM because people are spending all of their money literally in 4 days and the language needs to change. So it's almost like you need to copy all your flows over and then modify them with the appropriate kind of BFCM excitement and that special language, and then also the holiday language. And overall, you should always be looking at your flows. And I know this is what your software can do too. Like, you know, I'm just thinking like the welcome series, you know, I know we have the browse recovery and checkout recovery and stuff. Things that can be done in email, there's still a strategy option available about a welcome card could be sent. This is what could be done in email and should be, but it also could be you guys. You know, a welcome thing, a brand story. How about some card that comes later on talks about the community or the social proof, or how about some education component around the product with maybe you're a consumable product and you want to send a campaign out to some of your best subscribers to say, hey, just so you know, we have some great recipes on how to use this particular product. And the review we talked about, like these are all things that are, you know, some are transactional in nature. Hey, thanks for your order and thank you very much, and a personal note from the founder, and I think that's great. That's kind of the welcome sequence. But man, right. It sounds like all the things that we can do in email, technically we could actually create campaigns in Ignite Post to really, really, really differentiate or enhance what we've done digitally. We can now do more analog direct.
Exactly. And you don't even have to do it on Ignite Post. So we actually can work directly in a lot of those systems you talk about. So if you have a Klaviyo flow set up, you actually don't even need to be in Ignite Post. You can work right within the Klaviyo flow dashboard and just drop in a handwritten note touch point. Same thing if you use, pick your favorite marketing software, you know, HubSpot. We've worked with like Salesforce, Pipedrive, MailChimp, anything. So, you know, you don't have to work in Ignite Post. That's one of the things that I like to say is one of our biggest strengths is really the automation capabilities. So we don't want to give people an extra dashboard to pop into, an extra tab to, you know, stay open. I have too many of them open anyway. So we can work right there. So basically we have a feature that will turn an email into a handwritten card. So anywhere that you are able to trigger an email, we can actually insert a handwritten note touch point.
Love it. So, Aryan, we all love stories. I mean, I think that's just kind of the human nature of us. And we're entrepreneurs, we're marketers. You know, I don't know what it is, but I think it's a little bit of the education and some of the inspiration from others, I think it really helps motivate us to think about, hey, there's opportunity for me too, or am I inspired by that? And the answer is typically yes. Now, hopefully I'm not putting you on the spot here, but I just love it if you could share a journey of maybe a Shopify brand who has recently implemented Ignite Post, kind of like where were they before Ignite Post? How did they find you? And then did they run some campaigns or some automation? And then kind of what was the end result?
Sure, sure. Yeah, happy to. So I'll actually tell you a story about a distillery who uses handwritten notes and about a customer named Anda who purchased from them. So Anda made a purchase for her father for Father's Day. She bought a Father's Day gift from this distillery for her dad for Father's Day. After purchasing the gift, so she received the gift from the distillery, wrapped it, gave it to her dad, everything was great. And then afterwards, she actually received a handwritten card in the mail. And in her own words, she was absolutely blown away by the gesture. So much so that several things happened when she received the handwritten card, because this was her first purchase with the distillery. So a couple things happened. Number one, she remembers exactly where she was when she received the card in the mail that day. Literally down to remembers what room in her apartment she was in, what couch she was sitting on, which is crazy because it's such a mundane thing. Like nobody thinks about like, what was I doing when I opened the mail yesterday? I don't know. But she remembers everything vividly, even though she no longer has that couch and no longer lives in that apartment. So that one happened. The second thing, she was so blown away that she took photos of the card and posted it all over social media. So this small gesture now turned into a mini PR event. And everybody else was privy to it. Mm-hmm. And then third, the distiller has remained top of mind for her over the years because she's returned and purchased gifts for friends, family members when appropriate, various times throughout the past couple of years. So baby showers, birthdays, like you name it, right? So this goes back to what we were talking about in the beginning of the show where there's so many different options you have when it comes to, okay, I need to get my friend a birthday gift. What should I do? So creating that kind of customer loyalty and that brand affinity that says, okay, number one, this brand is top of mind, so I know about it. And number two, this was a great experience. I'm going to go purchase from this brand again and give this gift to my friend for their birthday. So just by setting up a super simple handwritten card follow-up flow, converted a first-time customer to a loyal fan that now keeps coming back again and again and again and purchasing. And the interesting thing about this, the reason why I actually know all of those details is because we actually hired her at Ignite Post. So Anda, the customer, and by the way, this is before she even knew about Ignite Post. She's now our director of partnerships. So if anybody reaches out and like fills out a form or contact form, you'll probably talk to her. So, you can ask her yourself. Don't take my word for it. You get it right from the source. But yeah, it happened before she knew that Ignite Post existed and made a believer out of her. So that's kind of probably like the best kind of closest story that I can give you that really includes all of the emotions and everything because she'll tell you.
This is great. Thanks so much for sharing that. That's amazing. And, you know, I'm sold. Thank you. I guess we can end the podcast now. But yeah, like it's great. It's an amazing story and it just proves the value. I just love when you said about customer loyalty and brand affinity. That's the thing that everybody's trying to figure out, this lifetime value and just having people, like how does a brand become a natural choice? How do they become top of mind? It's so interesting to me. And this sounds like this is the big differentiator that a lot of people listening today seriously consider Ignite Post as kind of a very unique way. Like look at how many times you've made purchases online. Have you ever received a handwritten note in the mail yet? You have not. Correct. Okay. So since you're a brand owner, you might want to think about these kind of stories that we're talking about today. This is going to differentiate you. And, you know, depending on where your maturity and your complexity levels are and where you're at in your entrepreneurial journey, there's people on Shopify Core that are hustling, doing their thing, trying to build a business. There's lots of people that are scaling it up big time in the hundreds of millions. I know you can support both on either side. So I guess before we kind of wrap up this show for today, I just would love to understand a little more about, where do you believe Ignite Post is headed? And here we are in Q4 right now of 21. 22 is around the corner. There's a lot of partner alignment I'm seeing on your website. You're playing nicely with lots of people in the Shopify world and the Shopify ecosystem. So I think that's important.
Totally.
To not disrupt the tech stack, so to speak. It's being an easy add-on thanks to the Klaviyo connection. But just would love to understand kind of where the product is headed, the roadmap, what's the future going to look like?
Yeah, so super excited. So there's a couple things that are coming down the pipeline that I think are noteworthy. So number one is we're putting a lot of effort into partnering with really a tight group of marketing agencies that are really certified Ignite Post partners. And whenever we onboard customers, this is one of the biggest things that we get asked is, okay, like tell me a little bit about some of the best practices. How should I integrate this into what I already have? And so what I always like to say is we're really the paintbrush, but you're the artist. So we try to partner with this kind of trusted, close-knit group of agencies so that when we get these kind of questions, we can really leverage them to their fullest extent and say, okay, these are the agency partners that do this day in, day out. They can really help you with your flow. You know, obviously work with their clients a lot, but that's kind of one of the biggest needs that we kind of identified from going through the onboarding. We have gotten to know exactly like what some of the very common use cases are, what works well, what doesn't work well. So we have those insights, but we also know that we don't know what we don't know. So that's one thing that we're trying to do is kind of expand that group that we work with so that we have these resources as kind of a value add for our customers. And it's been a great program so far. Beautiful. And then the second thing is we've actually expanded our offering. So when we launched a couple of years ago, we were US only. We recently expanded to Canada. So now kind of expanding our reach in North America. And we did that recently in the past couple of weeks here. So really excited about that. And we're going to continue kind of expanding based on demand. So it was really driven by the folks that were coming to us and where they were located, where they wanted to ship things. So we'll continue to do that. And then, you know, we do have some other big features and partnerships lined up, but nothing I can disclose publicly just yet. But yeah, definitely stay tuned.
That's fantastic about the Canadian market, you know, being in Canada. I live in a suburb of Vancouver, British Columbia on the West Coast. And what's interesting is that, you know, when I talk to brands, you know, the bulk of mine, I'm in kind of the quote unquote revenue West, you know, in the Shopify kind of org.
Got it.
And
okay.
So we're kind of west of the Mississippi kind of thing. And the bulk of mine are going to be in California and Washington State. But what's interesting is that I always tell brands that, listen, like you're not shipping orders to Canada yet. Shopify has a connection that will allow you to have duty and tax compliance kind of in the cart and, you know, proper local currency and all these different things. So that's a non-negotiable. The other thing is that you want to be in Canada. You know, you could actually have it fulfilled directly from Canada at a 3PL that you have in Canada, or you can choose to cross borders and, you know, just test out the Canadian market. But I always tell people there's 38 million people that live in Canada. Imagine not selling to New York State or California or not selling to Florida.
Right.
Yeah. These states have 35 to 40 million people in them. Imagine not selling to California. Like that would be ridiculous. So that's what's happening for brands that don't choose Canada as a market. You know, especially an American brand that wants to quote unquote go international, get into Canada.
Right. What an easy step. Yeah.
It's a super easy step.
Yeah.
So let's talk about where people can learn more about Ignite Post, the solution, and any kind of contact details and things like that. Where do you want to send people today?
So the easiest way to learn more about Ignite Post is to just visit our website, ignitepost.com. There's all kinds of stuff. We've got a very active blog with a lot of content. That Black Friday Cyber Monday toolkit is there. So if you're interested in taking a look, you'll find that there. So that's the easiest way to learn about it. And then, of course, we do have a Shopify app. So if you just search for Ignite Post in the App Store, you'll also be able to find us there and download us. But I would say that the website is probably the easiest way. And obviously, we're all over social media and everything. But that's the easiest way to find us.
Wicked. I understand. We kind of chatted in the green room before recording today, but I understand you'd like to share. Actually, I think you may have two offers, I think, for the listeners. At the end of this podcast, 40 minutes later, you deserve to have an offer. And so I want to thank you for that. So if you can share the details.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we actually have two offers for listeners today. So first is a free robotically handwritten note. If you're interested in having one of our robots write you a card and mail it to you, we'll give that to you for free. So anyone that wants a sample can get one. Super easy to do. So if you install our Shopify app, it's free to install. Right on the dashboard, you'll see that we added a link that says, send yourself a free sample. Click that link, enter your address, and one of our robots will write and send you a free Ignite Post sample. That's the first offer that we have for anybody. Second, as an offer for the listeners, is we're going to give you $400 in Ignite Post credits so you can try out the platform. So anybody that wants to can get $400 to try out the platform. I sent a link your way so you can follow up with folks and leave it in the show notes afterwards. But essentially, you hit our landing page, give us your info. We'll go through the onboarding with you and make sure that, you know, we set up your automation and triggers right, because again, we're incentivized to make sure that you are successful. So we'll make sure that you're successful, and then we'll add $400 in credits to your account so you can see how it works for yourself.
Wicked. Oh, that's extremely kind and very generous, because I think that's going to open up a lot of doors for you today and these brands and the customers. Like, it's a win-win-win for everybody. As you call it, instead of the three P's, this is the three W's.
Exactly. I love it. Win-win-win.
All right. So it'll be ecommercefastlane.com/ignite posts. That will redirect to your landing page that you've just set up here. And so that'll be available on the website. And then, yeah, fill those details in. $400 credit after you get set up. If you're a Klaviyo customer or not, there's still some flows, you know, some automation side and then some campaign sides, a lot of things I believe you guys can do. And just, it's amazing, amazing, amazing. Thank you so much. I just really appreciate you coming on the show today. And one thing you probably know, just because you're in the Shopify world and you have an app, is that, you know, Shopify really is on a mission right now to make commerce better for everyone. We're trying to democratize access to, you know, building a business online. And it's very clear to me today that Ignite Post is also in tight alignment with wanting to do the exact same thing to help brands, in this particular case, just building authentic lifetime loyalty. I just love what you said about cutting through the digital noise and just building this customer loyalty and brand affinity. That's, I believe, is what's unique about Ignite Post. So I'm a fanboy now. I just wanted to thank you for coming on the show and, you know, sharing your knowledge and vision and just essentially just giving back to the Shopify ecosystem.
Of course. I loved it. Thank you so much for having me. We really appreciate it.
All right. Have yourself a great day.
All right, you too. Thanks again.
Today's episode of E-commerce Fastlane is brought to you by Omnisend. Now, Omnisend is an email and SMS marketing platform built for nimble Shopify merchants who want to increase their sales, not their workload. Full Shopify integration, pre-built automation workflows, intuitive segmentation, and best part, no code editing makes it easy to get up and running without diving into the nitty-gritty details, of course, unless you want to. Now, more than 70,000 e-commerce brands use Omnisend to grow their businesses on autopilot, converting their customers with quick-to-build, highly relevant emails and text. Find out more about Omnisend and start free today, no credit card required. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.